Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. And I still want to send thoughts and prayers to the people out in the hill country. A lot of people are going out that way, rescuing people, help fix everything back up. And I got to give a shout out to HEB. Mm-hmm. Our guy Joe Cassiano from HEB gave me an update on what they've been doing. And I'm trying not to laugh, not to say this because I forgot this was their last name.
Mm-hmm.
But the Butt family.
Yeah, H.E. Butt.
Yeah. So the Butt family, they donated, announced a $5 million donation for Texas floods recovery efforts. So just want to salute to them.
They hopped into action quickly.
Like yeah, they did.
The first day they had trucks going down.
Yeah,
there.
I didn't realize they actually had a relief team.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as stuff like that happened, they get on the road and head on out there and help people.
And just real quick, since you mentioned that, it reminded me, I wanted to mention this yesterday. Captain Scott Knoll, he's on the Bite Me podcast with me, the fishing podcast. He's been down there for 3 days now. He has a skid steer, like a little tractor. And they gave him a bunch of guys with chainsaws cutting logs looking for.
Oh, wow.
By the way, I got some interesting reports of what some of the things they're finding. It's
you want to save it for the podcast?
Oh, God, no. It's heartbreaking is all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Some of the things that they're finding, then they're cutting up the limbs, and then he's using his skid steer to move stuff and try to find bodies and such. So shout out. I mean, he did that. He volunteered with Center Point, Texas.
Okay.
They know him there, you know, because he's former HPD. So he's been doing that for 3 days now down there. Yeah.
I've been wanting to talk to Captain Scott. No, I forgot he was a former police detective.
Yeah, he was in homicide. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of want to get his take. How you feel about the guy that's on the loose for the New Orleans?
Oh, he's laughing. Yeah. Oh, we've talked about it. He goes, they find that other guy yet?
Yeah, I wonder what would he do in that type of situation.
Yeah, well, he did some dragnet stuff.
Really?
Yeah, he chased down some people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in other cities and stuff, yeah.
Man, it's crazy. But, yeah, salute to the Butt family. It's weird saying that. Salute to the HEB family for doing the Lord's work, man. As I continue on the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610, these two guys were not doing the Lord's work. So two guys were arrested over a stabbing in line at GameStop.
Oh, come on.
Can you take a guess at what they kind of got into it about and end up stabbing?
At GameStop?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't look. The obvious answer to me would be like a Madden type game, a sports game. Is that it?
Not really, but it's a little bit kind of, I don't want to put it in the game category, but it's a little bit in a different section.
What do you think? I was going to say after that, some sort of collectible. I'm just going to say this recently because I was with somebody who collects these. What are those pop things? What are those new action, those little figures called?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to Google it.
Mm-hmm.
Luke is kind of close. It is a collectible. So apparently this guy stabbed somebody over, standing in line, cut somebody in line because they're waiting on, Pokemon cards, collectible Pokemon card. Here's the story on this.
A shocking incident unfolded at a GameStop in Colma, California, when a dispute over Pokemon trading cards turned violent, leading to a stabbing and two arrests. According to police reports, the chaos started when 49-year-old Miguel Orellana allegedly cut in line.
49? I got to get a load of this cat. I'm going to search it now.
Well, you figure when Pokemon was big, he was like 25.
At the GameStop on Junipero Serra Boulevard. Fans were eagerly waiting to snag the latest Pokemon card restock, and tensions were already high. The victim confronted Orellana Flores about jumping the queue. What began as a heated argument quickly escalated into a physical altercation. Police say Orellana Flores struck the victim in the back of the head with a glass mason jar.
Yikes.
As the situation grew chaotic, 27-year-old Isaiah Calles allegedly grabbed the broken shards of the jar and stabbed the victim multiple times. The victim suffered life-threatening injuries, including head lacerations and stab wounds, but was rushed to a hospital and is now in stable condition.
Dude.
How silly you gotta feel once you're in prison and they say, hey, what you in for, dog? Man, Pokemon. I cut somebody in line trying to get some Pokemon cards, man. I really wanted that Charizard.
Then I stabbed Charizard. Him.
Like, what the hell is wrong with people?
You
got to
make something up.
Yeah,
if
absolutely.
I would, and look, I'm not judging anybody who's standing in line for this, man. Mm-hmm. Look, everybody got, we all got our little nerdy needs.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was standing in line and watching that one, I'm like, dog, what are we doing? Dog, you in a Pokemon hoodie. The guy that got stabbed was in a Pikachu hoodie.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that true?
Yes. That's actually true.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, dog, I would have been like, y'all, we over here. This is Pokemon cards, man. We need to relax.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people, man?
You're not kidding.
That is... A lot wrong.
Yeah, somebody did guess in YouTube before you revealed that someone did say Pokemon cards, so props to you.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of Funko Pops is what I was
trying to. Funko Pops.
Okay.
That's a new thing?
Yeah, I guess so. In the last couple of years, that's become big. People collect those. There are these weird little, I guess, dolls, you'd say, of different people and athletes. Yeah, no, that's a ridiculous story. Those people should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
Yeah.
And if you do go to jail, you're right. You have to come up with some sort of
You got to make it up.
Story.
Yeah.
And probably have to go like the Con Air route where Nick Cage went to jail because he like beat up five dudes defending his wife.
Yeah.
Something like that instead of, I stabbed a guy over Pokemon cards.
Yeah, what you in for, chump? Man, I stabbed somebody, man.
Yeah.
Oh, word? What you trying to? Man, we was at GameStop, man. Hey, I really wanted that Charizard card, bro. Like, what are we doing, man?
Yeah, you're not keeping your dessert, you know,
yeah,
ever.
Yeah.
your apple cup is not apple sauce cup is gone.
I'm gonna give you a Charizard, all right.
That's right.
I'm a Charizard.
Is that what they call it now?
All right, it's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, Figgy holding it down in the mixtape. So we got some new terms. I'm always intrigued by these new terms I come across. So it's a new term that they use on Twitter called bathroom camping. Have you heard of the term bathroom camping?
I have not.
Yeah, so bathroom camping is pretty much, it's trending on TikTok. It's when you go in the bathroom, maybe at work or at a party, just to get away.
Mm. Oh, I've done that. Like just have an awkward conversation with someone.
You just, I go to the bathroom.
I'm done with them. I don't need to have this conversation anymore. I'm like not literally camped for very long, but just to kind of change the, you know, let them move on to someone else. And then you come out, you know?
Yeah. So I realize, I'm like,
mind that one.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's a term. I'm like, we just try to go to the bathroom. So what do y'all do when y'all just need to get away for a second? If you at a party or...
At a party or something. I have done that, like act like I need to go to the bathroom, which is not a push because I go a lot anyway. But just to kind of let them move on to someone else, wash my hands, and then go out and start talking to someone else. I've bathroom camped. I bet you a lot of people have. But I didn't know that's what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that too. Even just to like kind of like a reset. I don't know. Just head in there and then come, you know, take a breather or something and then go back out.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm looking at this match at the Wimbledon. It looked like Djokovic. I thought he died for a minute, man. He was laying flat on the ground. It looked like a lot of people worried.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
it's like
he'd
a groin
okay.
injury.
Yeah.
The other things I do is I'll go like an imaginary friend on the other side of the room. Hey, man, yeah, I'll be right there.
You do all that?
Oh, if it's bad, I mean, I'm not going to say I do it a lot, but like I've had some, like we've all had like that really awkward conversation.
Yeah.
And they're just like in your face and you're like, okay, this has been fun, but let's move on.
I'm
like, oh, yeah, man, I'll be right there.
Yeah, I usually get my phone. I got to make this call real quick.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, so I usually don't go to the bathroom. But I usually step outside for a little bit, just kind of get
like
some air.
Yeah, right.
It's weird for me because I don't smoke. So usually people, that's their excuse. Let me go smoke.
Yeah.
Just go outside, smoke a cigarette or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just go outside just in the front, just kind of get some air.
Yeah, I got to get some air. That's one.
Yeah.
That's one there.
That works.
That's probably my go-to.
Mm-hmm. You could do the Seinfeld, to reference Seinfeld again, where you have to have a part, if you know someone else at the party and you have a signal, and theirs was tapping their head, was like, come bail me out of this conversation.
Right. Just kind of, man.
Yeah. And then the other person comes over like, hey, can I talk to you for a second?
That's right.
So I got a list of different TikTok terms that they use right now. I'm going to go through them, and I want you, want to see if this is more of an eye roll because a lot of these are like fancy names, but then when you find out what it is, it's just like, oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Like, all right, like, what are we doing? So the first one on this list is silent walking. Do you know what silent walking is?
No idea.
No.
It's pretty much taking a walk without your phone or music to clear your head.
All right.
I love how we've gotten.
That was an eye roll right there.
Yeah, we've gotten into this space, like with the whole raw dogging on airplanes phrase. Yeah, yeah. We've gotten to this space that we are so tied to our technology. We need specific terms if you just go for like a walk without your phone.
It's called a walk.
It's called something I used to do when I was a kid. Yeah, I had to go to school.
I didn't mind the bathroom camping. I get it. I think that's kind of cool. Silent walking is just walking. It's just walking without, you know, that's just all it is.
Yeah, why are you
that one's silly.
Why are you promoting that? Mm-hmm. Like, you should, I mean, it's nothing wrong with just walking down the hall without music or phone, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
The next one is girl dinner.
Dinner with the girls?
No, it's pretty much a random, snacky, no effort dinner like cheese, crackers, pickles, and maybe a spoon of peanut butter. So they call that a girl dinner.
That's called being single at 1 a.m.
Yeah, that's called, that sounds like a breakup to me.
Yeah, that's like, you just like have the munchies and it's late at night. That's all that is.
Yeah. What about bed rotting?
Bed rotting.
Yep.
You know what this is?
Oh, I mean, I've heard the phrase before. This might be different, but just the idea of just
spending.
Like laying in bed all day.
All it is spending hours or a whole day lying in bed doing nothing productive.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a term. I did a little bed rotting yesterday. I wasn't feeling real well, so I'll just kind of...
Just say you was just lying in bed all
day. I was just lying in bed.
Just being lazy. Yeah. I ain't got to use all these fancy words.
Yeah.
Lucky girl syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much... the belief that if you act lucky and speak positively, good things will happen to you.
That's nonsense.
100% nonsense.
That's nonsense.
If you act lucky?
So if you walking around, let's say a girl walking around and she's just being so positive and all this other stuff, that means she got lucky girl syndrome because she doing it because she wants something lucky to happen to her.
Why do we have to have, and this is the old man in me coming out, I'm going to freely admit that.
I knew this was going
to
happen.
Why do we have to have these tags and titles on things like that?
Yeah,
it's called just having a positive personality. Just having a, you know, a lucky girl syndrome.
Yeah.
It's just called being positive, having a good personality.
Yeah, if anything, there should be like a beautiful woman syndrome because that's where you then have the good luck, quote unquote, good luck. Like that's where things happen for you. You could just walk around being good looking and get things.
Yeah. What about this one? I'm sure we probably heard this term before, but DeLulu.
DeLulu.
Oh, I hate that.
I actually have heard it. I still don't know what it means.
Yeah. Living in your own fantasy world on purpose. I'm not single. I'm just pre-dating.
Oh, God.
That type
God,
of stuff.
God.
I hate that phrase. DeLulu.
DeLulu.
Yeah. We got another one. Main character syndrome. Believing the world revolves around you or pretending it does.
Isn't that narcissism?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say that one I actually don't mind, but I guess we already have the term for it. We don't need that phrase.
Yeah. This one, I still don't really understand what it means. I see it used all the time, but girl math, boy math.
I don't understand it.
So making hilarious flawed logic sound reasonable. So returning something is free money.
I've heard that before. I have always known girl math from like the American Pie, that if you ask their body count, you have to double it.
Oh, yeah, that's different. That's, yeah.
That's the girl math. That's what I've always known that
phrase. That's kind of girl math. Something that really don't make a lot of sense to.
But remember, like everything is 50%. Everything is 50-50. When someone says that, no, it's not. Yeah. Not everything is 50-50.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there's a few things. I was just kind of... throw out there. You don't need a damn name for everything.
No, you don't.
The one I really hate that reminded me of with the DeLulu, everyone's now saying uncomfy.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me uncomfy or I'm very uncomfy. Uncomfortable, right? That's the word. We have to stop shortening.
Not that much more effort.
Yeah, we have to stop shortening these random words. Stop saying uncomfy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get that. Mm-hmm. I don't get that. Oh. Yeah, people being DeLulu out here. Speaking of DeLulu, what would y'all do? How would y'all react if y'all seen a UFO?
A UFO? I'd be very intrigued.
Okay, so yeah. Let's say you was out in the hill country with your family.
Yeah.
And let's say BG saw a UFO. Mm-hmm. How do you think y'all will react as a family?
Oh, and we didn't see it?
Yeah, no, let's say he saw it. He said, hey, come here, everybody, come here, look.
Yeah.
How would y'all be reacting looking at a UFO?
I would actually be very intrigued by it because I'm one of those guys that actually think there has to be something out there, you know?
I think there's something out there too. Yeah, it would be. I would hope it's not too close, or like I'm about to be under attack. But yeah, I would be intrigued.
Would you be calm? Would you be kind of celebrating? I'd be excited. Would you be? Oh, my God!
Yeah, I'd be excited.
Would you be? I wonder if you guys would be excited like this family that mm-hmm. allegedly saw a UFO.
It's a UFO for real, y'all. That is crazy. Y'all, that's crazy. It's a UFO for real, y'all. That ain't no damn street light. That ain't no street light, bro. That's a UFO.
No, that's not. You hear somebody say
that.
I bet you it was a street light.
I don't know if I would act like that, but I feel like a lot of black folks would probably have that same reaction.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue. I was thinking about the leprechaun when I heard that.
Look, y'all, it's a UFO.
You saw a leprechaun say, yeah.
Lord,
there's a leprechaun in that tree.
How would you act, Figgy, if you saw what you thought was a UFO?
I would probably be like, oh, bleep.
Yeah.
Look at the. I'll probably record it.
Mm-hmm. I'd be. Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, bleep. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I probably wouldn't be that dramatic with it, but mm-hmm. I would be like, oh, bleep. What is that?
Two or three people told her that's a street light.
Yeah. I got to repost the video because it didn't look like a street light. Mm-hmm. Like, to the point, I don't know if it was like AI or something like that, but
yeah,
she was super excited about that UFO.
Yeah. I thought that was the trailer for Independence Day, too, that clip. 936 also said the UFO tape reminded them of the leprechaun in the tree. Yeah, it's true. That's Figgy's mixtape. And also, go on Twitter and check out the conversation and interview Figgy did with Houston Stressons on YouTube and Twitter. You can find that video on there and find Figgy on Twitter if you have any ideas.
Stayed up late for it. All
right, past 9.
That's right. Gonna go to sleep.
And we went for like an hour, man. It was like a good conversation too.
That's good.
But I'm like, man, way past my bedtime.
Yeah,
man.
Hey, look at the time.
Yeah, the dog was in his bed. Everybody, all the lights was out. I was like, dang.
So make it worthwhile for Figgy staying up. Yeah. Go check out the video. That's Figgy's mixtape. When we come back, Astros have lost back-to-back games. First time it's happened in a month. Does that change anything with your concern for this current roster? And can they avoid the sweep tonight? We'll talk about it next. It's In the Loop.